Good morning. A man has died after being knocked to the ground and gored by a young bull. The unnamed 26-year-old was standing near some steps at the El Pinos Fiesta in Alicante when the animal was released. It thrust its horns into his leg, causing him to suffer an 8-inch gash to his calf. The man was given emergency medical treatment on site before being rushed to the Elda Hospital. But the injury had affected an artery and the man bled to death on the operating table. The next morning, town hall officials held a minute's silence, and the following day the fiesta was cancelled out of respect. An event organiser said the man was a professional at the fiestas and had known the risks involved with working with bulls. Spain's Maritime Rescue Service said it saved 59 migrants, nearly all of them minors, trying to make the dangerous crossing of the Med in a small boat. The service said the migrants were located on Saturday in the Strait of Gibraltar by Guardia Civil patrol craft, which escorted them to a rescue ship. They reportedly said that 51 of the occupants were under 18. The other passengers were 7 women and 1 adult male, all appeared to be of North African descent, according to authorities. A bus reportedly full of tourists crashed on the AP7 motorway outside of Alicante over the weekend. The incident was spotted by an eyewitness just before midnight on Saturday, with 4 to 5 ambulances and 10 police cars already at the scene. Emergency services were seen taking people on stretchers from the coach, though no injuries or fatalities have yet been confirmed. The bus was reportedly a 52-seater and had hit another car in front. The incident occurred on the AP7, where the road forks between an exit to El Campello and the Alicante airport. And traffic in both directions on the A7 motorway near a Ben El Madina turnoff were halted last week to allow the National Police explosive experts to dispose of a device discovered by a construction worker during work to improve the junction. The alarm had been raised when a worker spotted an apparently live explosive complete with detonation cable of the type used to blast rock during building work. The device is believed to have been left behind by construction workers when the A7, which opened in 1992, was originally built. A new exit roundabout is currently being constructed at the Arroyo de la Miel exit. When the bomb squad arrived, they decided it was safest to carry out a controlled explosion at the site. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.